Hello?
Hi, is this Donna?
Yes.
This is Margaret Bauman.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, good. I was Esther had called me because can you hear me okay?
I can. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure because it's going through a app system. That I guess Arlene has changed her schedule, and she won't be coming any longer. Plus, she said that she kind of felt uncomfortable there the last time.
Well, did Esther also tell you that she was supposed to come, that Arlene was supposed to come on Thursday and a medical appointment ran late and we didn't get a call till 2 o'clock saying she wouldn't be there at all because,
Yeah. No, Esther didn't
and
tell me
so
that.
go ahead.
Oh no, you go ahead, Margaret.
Also, when Arlene came, I mean, she was supposed to come. We got a call from Esther at 1:20, and that's the time that Arlene was to come, either 1:15 or 1:20. And Esther said that Arlene was stuck in traffic, and she couldn't get here until 1:40. And I was frustrated because of the day before, and we get Heidi ready, we're sitting waiting, I've got her lunch. I mean, it's no easy task to kind of try and have things ready for somebody to come, even though they're going to help us. And so, but I didn't try and make Arlene feel uncomfortable other than she
Right.
came in. And she said to me, "You look frazzled," and it is. I mean, being a caregiver, I don't know that someone her age really understands the role that we play 24/7. And so, I didn't. I wasn't unkind. I helped her. She needs help getting Heidi to pull up her bottoms, and we chit-chatted, and then she told me that she wasn't coming anymore because she took a job as a food service person because she needed the
Well,
money and went into all
yeah.
of that. That it was like that sort of threw me. So.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't hear it until like maybe 10 minutes. I'm sorry. I didn't hear it until this morning. I mean, it was like I did address it with her because I told her, that it affects patients, and I'm really, really sorry. I did talk to Esther, and I said, "Well, did you call, you today?" And she said, "No," and she was headed to a meeting. And I said, "Okay, well then then I called and left you the message, but I'm just hearing back now." But so I guess she did take another job. Like I said, I just found out, so we're trying to work on the schedule. But I have no guarantees at this moment because the last I talked to Esther, because we feel bad that it keeps changing. Yeah.
I don't know what to say other than I guess we're disappointed that someone would come for a couple days. Anyhow.
Well, yes, I can imagine your frustration, and I do apologize. I'll give Esther a call right now and see if she's gotten anywhere, and I could call you back.
Okay, what also Arlene said that Esther didn't know, she was telling us first, and she would call Esther after she left us. I
Oh,
know.
well, yeah, that's very unprofessional, but
she was, yeah, she was unprofessional in another way too, and I don't know that it's right for me to share that, but
well, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I can't, I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind if you did, because I don't really, you know, I can't address
yeah.
anything that I'm.
The first day she was here, and I was, you know, I was trying to put her at ease, and I got to know her, and I said something about Heidi's Down syndrome. And she said, Heidi, she has Down syndrome? She said she didn't know that. And not that it means, not that it's relevant, I don't think, but then the second time she was here, Friday, she said, you know, not everybody, and we were dressing Heidi, and she was chit-chatting, and she said, you know, not everybody's nice to people like Heidi. I hope you get somebody that'll be nice to her. And I'm like, I didn't know what to say to her. Because we don't see Heidi as any different than our other children.
Well, of course
she just
not.
Happens,
Heidi's a human being like everyone else.
I was actually kind of thinking that it's probably good that she has taken another job, because I don't know that it would have, you know, I guess it's hard even to put it into words how you can't change that in a person if they see someone like Heidi in a different way than others.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry about that. I will address that too, because that you shouldn't have been put in that position. And I'll follow up with Esther too, because I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't plan on sharing that, but I guess I don't want people to think that it were being difficult, when I think that it's just the circumstances have been a bit awkward with our start.
Yeah.
So you can let us know going forward. I think it would be important to make sure that, you know, the person that comes is, you know, kind and, you know, experienced.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for your call.
Well, let me see what I can. Oh, yeah, let me get a hold of Esther, and then I will try to give you, just give me a little time, because sometimes she doesn't answer right away, and I have to wait for it.
Sure.
But as soon as I hear back, I'll give you a call.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, thanks for returning the call. And
you're
so
welcome.
Sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.